So when we work in companies, just to be in the social circle so that we can grow professionally, we have to discuss some topics which people are discussing. Maybe politics, it may be movies, it may be sports, it may be current affairs in general. So what do we do? See, there are three different aspects. Especially in today's world, India is also becoming more and more postmodern. Postmodern means, you know, you do what you want to do and you let me do what I want to do. So you don't impose your thing on me, I won't impose my thing on you. So if we show people I'm not interested in subject, people may initially try to pressure us. But if they see that they're not interested, if as long as you're good at our job, people don't mind it so much. So in principle, I'm not saying this, we should be totally aloof, but we can be selective. So you may decide that, you know, if they're going to talk about movies, I'm not interested. Or you may decide if they're going to talk about cricket, I'm not interested. You decide they're going to politics, I'm not interested. You can, no, it doesn't matter. It's not that, even in offices also you will see that, it's not that everybody necessarily joins the discussion. And it's not, it's ultimately, see, companies, socializing is important. Networking is important. Yes. But in networking also there can be different things you can network. See, I would say that generally when you talk with people, the most interesting subject for anyone is themselves. Isn't it? It's not politics, it's not cricket, it's not the PM Modi or anyone, it's themselves. You start talk with people about themselves, their life, their experience. They feel good about it. And then, you know, from there, some rapport is established. You at least understand this person, where he's coming from, what he's doing. And we also don't hear a judgmental way. Somebody says, I did this. Even if they've done their thing, that's okay. We don't hear a judgmental way. But just, so I would say that we can learn the art of deflecting the conversation. So many times people talk, talk because you have something to say. Not because you have to say something. Yeah. So the point is that many times people socialize just talking something. But as if you, I would ask them about themselves, that's much more interesting for them. They'll talk like this happened. And then you can bond at that level. That's the second point. First point is, you can select among the subjects also which to talk and which not to talk about. You can just stay. Second is, just talk more about themselves. And third is, I don't see any virtue in being ignorant about contemporary affairs. In our initial stages, it's good because we are already so obsessed with that. It's good to not get too connected with that. But we can, in a regulated way, be aware. You can decide, you know, every day, with 5 minutes or 10 minutes, I'll look at the news. And if you do that much, you are overall aware of affairs. And then you feel, if something is interesting, you may decide, okay, I'll spend 10 minutes more. I'll read this article. What it's best not to make it excessive. And you can learn that. Someday I just spend about half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour reading something, newspapers, or news on the internet, or whatever. Next time I'll not read so much. There's no, I would say that as devotees, we need to be also relevant. And relevant means that, not that we have to be expert in current affairs, but we have to be aware of current affairs. So, generally, there are many newspapers which give feeds, but you just get the headlines. And then you just read the headlines, and then that comes in the mailbox, that comes in the app, and then you make a plan. I'm not going to spend too much time, it's not that every 1 hour I'm going to look at the headlines, but once a day or once in whatever you decide, you look at it, and then if something feels important, you glance through it. So that way, if you do, we are reasonably aware. And we live in a particular world. Being aware of the world situation is also important. It's for our practical needs also. Cricket is the language of India, I would say. In a sense, everybody understands cricket. So, we don't have to analyze it, this batsman, you know, why did he play this shot like this, why did he happen like that. Just having general awareness is okay. You may be able to, sometimes you will present something some philosophical point also in the cricketing example. So what we could do is, if you are reading news or something, maybe once a week or once in 15 days, or just take some time off and think, okay, what news did I read this week? How much was it useful? And if you find that it's becoming too excessive, you can decrease it. Sometimes you feel that, you know, okay, what I'm doing is okay enough. Just have some, that time it may not be awesome, someday it may become excessive also. But have some parameter by which, have some time when you can objectively judge, and then you can cut down. So we should not appear to people as ignoramuses. Yet ignorant completely. In the dark of everything, we shouldn't appear like that. What we should, we can see, there are three things. There is ignorant, there is uninterested, and there is nosy. No, nosy means poking your nose into other people's affairs. So if somebody is ignorant, you know, if I say I don't know who is the president of, who is the prime minister of India, it's a stupid thing, you know, I should be aware of that. That much awareness you should have. So uninterested means, okay, I know this, but I don't care much about it. So for example, in India, there are so many, somebody in the kabaddi, well, I know, I don't care about it. You know, India is a kabaddi world championship, okay, who cares? So it is uninterested. Third is nosy means that, you know, I don't know much about this, but still I want to poke my nose in it. I want to speak something about it, just to show that I have opinion. That nosy is not at all appreciated. Especially if you don't know anything and then you speak some things, no? we just alienate people. So we don't have to be nosy. We don't have to be ignorant also. We can be uninterested. That means just be basically aware. But that is not a subject I want to talk about. I can talk if required, but that's not my interest. And nobody can blame us for not being interested in things. People accept, you see, that is one advantage of an individualistic culture, is that people accept you for what you are, if you are strong. If you are not strong, they will push you, they will try to pull you to their side, but once you accept, okay, chalta, you will be your way. Okay? Hare Krishna. Take care. Hare Bol.